Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about bugs. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, is it sometimes acceptable for software engineering teams to ship a product with known bugs? Yes, it is. I would say that it happens. I mean, if there is a known bug, usually the way that you deal with it is that you take a you note the fact that you have the bug, and then since you've sort of noted it down, you have to make a choice now. And the choice that you have to make is pretty much, do you work on this or do you work on the thing you're already working on? Because the way that you can sort of think about software is that it's not really... It's always a way off. Of course, you want to make things as perfect as possible, and it is the thing that... I mean, when you ship any product, you try to make everything perfect, and you might ship something, but there might be issues with... there might be issues with your car or your toaster, etc., etc. So it's always a way off between, all right, how much of a problem is this bug or this issue versus how... is it worth fixing, yes or no? And some things are very critical and you need to fix them and you can't ship without them, but some things are like you ship them and then either you don't care about them or you ship them and then you fix them after you ship them because you have this other functionality that is so important to get out into production. This is one of those reasons why people have a it's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons why continuous deployment or into the CIs, continuous integration, call it whatever you will, is such a popular idea. Because the problem with batching things usually is that if you batch a lot of stuff, then if one of the things are broken, then you might not be able to do the release, and things that are not broken but very valuable can't get out into production. And so a lot of companies are favoring continuous releases instead of having like scheduled releases and things like that, simply because if you do that, you get the valuable code that is working out as quickly as possible, and if there is something that is not working, well, then that's the only thing that gets delayed instead of it being batched together with all this other stuff where everything gets delayed. It's a good mindset to have, but it's not always possible to do continuous integration. Sometimes you have to do a scheduled type of thing, but there are many ways to solve this problem. So with that said, that's the thing that I think usually happens, really. When you ship something, sometimes there is something that is off. It might be something minor, it might be something critical, it doesn't really matter. It's up to usually the product owner or the product manager to decide if this thing has to work before it goes into production. And if it has to work before it goes out into production, well, then that's it. That's what you do. You have to fix it. But most often it becomes a question of, is this more important than this other thing? And it's the same thing you guys are gonna learn that if you haven't already started working. When you work as part of a team or anything like that, you get, like, people find bugs, like, in the middle of the week or middle of your sprint or whatever you're using. And you're basically... like they just report to you, I found this bug, this issue, etc., etc. And then the suggestion that I make to you is that you should follow the same pattern that I usually do, which is, instead of dropping everything and jumping on that thing, just ask the product owner, is this more important than the thing that I'm working on? And that might seem a little bit silly sometimes, but it is actually the best thing usually, because the problem is that bugs are absolutely bad, but delaying functionality, or like, it depends on, is fixing this thing more beneficial than just working on the thing that you're already working on? Because if you're working on something that is very important or has a sharp deadline or something like that, and then your product owner is probably going to say, yeah, no, this thing isn't as important as your thing, you should be focusing on that. So it's important for you. This is why I always tell the teams, it's very important that you write down your story cards, that you make sure that you communicate what you're working on, because people are depending on the work that you are doing. Because when I look at the board, or I look at what you're supposed to be working on, this is what you're supposed to be working on. That means that the product owners and like the stakeholders, they are planning things based on the work that you are doing. So if you start fucking off and like doing things here and there without ever communicating that you're doing it, then you're actually not working on the thing that you're supposed to be working on. And that can be both a bad thing if you do it without telling anybody, but it can also be a bad thing if you get like ad hoc requests from other people asking you to do a lot of stuff that is not the thing that you're supposed to be doing. And so this is where it becomes very bureaucratic in some ways, but unfortunately it is true that if people are depending on the thing that you are doing, if you start jumping on everything that happens, if we lose time on that thing instead. So I suggest to you that you try to follow that pattern, that you simply ask your product owner, should I, like, you write down that this is an issue, explain what, and tell whoever is the decision maker, this is what's going on. Should we fix this immediately, or should we just focus on our thing and then let the manager, or like the product manager, decide if it should be a priority or not. So what I want you to take away from this is that yes, people absolutely ship products with known bugs, because some bugs are simply not as important. Like every single system has bugs, and some of them are big and problematic, and some of them are very tiny and like minor, which are like nobody really cares because it's not worth delaying releasing for just fixing this thing. And that's probably always the way it's going to be. It's the same thing with anything if you really think about it. No product is there, or art or music or anything like that, is ever completely perfect. It comes down to how you define value. Is this minor thing that might be an issue with it, or is such a problem that we can't ship it, or do we just ship this thing and live with the fact that this is not as perfect as it could have been? And my suggestion to you is to treat every bug the same way. Make it a priority between the thing that you're already doing and the issue that was found, because you can only work on one thing at a time, and it's important usually to make that distinction and to always focus on the thing that is most value building for the moment. Have a great day.